My name is John Erling, and today's date is June 5th, 2014. Don, state your full name, your date of birth, and your present age, please.
I am Donald Eugene Prey. I was born January 16th, 1932. I am 82 years of age as we meet here today. I was born in Morningside Hospital, which no longer exists. It's a building on North Cheyenne, about six blocks north of Archer.
I've never heard of anybody whose last name is Prey. What's the story behind that?
The name Prey, I'm not sure of its origins. My dad was one of seven children. He was born in Muskogee. By the time that I was aware of any family relationships, his father had left his mother, and Beatrice Prey had been a Jackson. So I don't know the history of the Prey name at all. There was one other Prey family here in Tulsa, and he was the guy who started the Cord automobile rebuilding, but he was no relationship to our family.
About your father, what was his name, and describe him a little bit?
He was Clyde Elmer Prey. He and my mother, who was Ruth Frank, both graduated in 1925 from Tulsa Central High School. They both attended Phillips University in Enid. My father graduated with a degree in divinity and was an ordained minister of the Disciples of Christ Church. He attempted to establish a ministry down in Lawton, Oklahoma. He was kind of a circuit rider, but back in the day, the Depression had hit, and it was very difficult to sustain a family trying to be a circuit riding minister. So he came back to Tulsa and got a job with Sunray DX working in the refinery and spent the rest of his life working in the refinery. His entire life he did shift work. He worked moving shifts. He would work 3 to 11 at night, and then the next week he would work 11 till 7 in the morning, and the following week then he'd work 7 until 3. That's the kind of life he had his entire life. I grew up having to adjust to those type of shifts in a very small home.
And then your mother's name?
Ruth Annette Frank. She was raised by her grandparents as her mother died in childbirth with my mother. She had a grandmother, Frank, who lived at 1331 South Owosso here in Tulsa. That's now the site of the Broken Arrow Expressway.
Describe her personality and her raising you.
Well, Mother was a very bright person. She was a would-be author. She wrote things for publication in later life. But she worked for a doctor, S.C. Shepherd, during my years that I grew up. She was the first president of the Tulsa County Medical and Dental Assistance Organization. So she was a very bright, aggressive person. She continued to learn throughout her life. While I felt my father really didn't have any interest much in learning, he did his work at the plant and played a lot of golf. He was an excellent golfer. During his later years, he became a state seniors champ in golf. But Mother, as I say, continued to do writing. She wrote short articles and sent them into magazines and occasionally would get paid for them. In her later years, when she was at the Broadmoor Retirement Village, she wrote a weekly newspaper for them. And prior to that time, as a member of Eastside Christian Church, she wrote a column in the church paper called The Church Mouse. I guess I got some of my interest in writing from her.
I was going to ask you then, because you became accomplished as an attorney and all, did you draw from both of them, or mostly maybe from your mother?
Mostly from my mother, because she was the one that challenged me to read. I loved reading from the very beginning, and I guess in my early days, I read a lot of Reader Digest magazines to improve my vocabulary, and I just love books, love to read.
Did you have brothers or sisters?
I'm an only child.
Describe to us the first house that you would remember living in Tulsa.
Well, the very first house I can remember was a small house just off of Admiral and Lewis, and it was on the grounds of St. Francis Church. From time to time, I used to wander over into the school at St. Francis, and The sisters would call my home and tell my mother that I was there. Would they please come get me? From there, we moved into quarters at my great-grandmother's house at 1331 South Owosso. We lived in the servants' quarters. It was a one-room arrangement with only a bathroom and a hot plate. The next house, I remember, we moved down to Brookside on 36th Place and lived in a duplex there. And I don't remember much about that except that Brookside was highly underdeveloped at that time. It consisted of a drugstore, a market, a Safeway store, and a Crawford's drugstore.
So this would have been about what time?
This would have been, it was during the time that I was at the end of my first grade, and I had gone into Elliott School.
So we're talking 41, 42, somewhere in there.
Yeah, probably 1940.
Okay.
Because I remember 1941, my father had acquired two lots at 37th Place and Norfolk, and he proceeded to build a house. He had plans to build a larger home on these two lots, but in order to proceed, he built a garage that was 20 feet by 20 feet and had garage doors on one side and an entry door on the other. And we actually lived in that house. It was divided into two rooms, each room being 10 feet by 20 feet. I lived in the kitchen side of that house, which had a table and chairs and an army bunk. That was my room. I lived across from the bathroom. The other side of the house was a bedroom for my folks and a living room combined.
You referred to your grandmother. Talk about your grandmother, and I think it would be great, Aunt Ruby, because you talk about their living conditions in the icebox. I think it would be good to hear about that.
It was my great-grandmother, Frank. She was from England. And she had married a Jewish man who I think was French, thus the name Frank. They lived in what I considered to be a mansion. It was really a two-bedroom home with lovely furnishings. And my Aunt Ruby, who was my great-aunt, was secretary of Public Service Company of Oklahoma. She had a very high-placed job and was extremely well thought of as a business lady. They had things such as a record player, which was an old Philco radio and record player. I loved to go over there and play records. And they had something called a Viewmaster, which was something you'd look through and it would give you in-depth vision because it was two pictures that you would see at the same time. One of the things that I particularly remember about my grandmother's house was that they still had an ice box, which was literally cooled by ice. And they used to have a card that they would put in the window as ice was delivered on the street. On the card, it would say 50, 25, 100, and I don't remember what the fourth side was, but the side that you would turn up would tell them how much ice they wanted to have delivered on any given day. And of course, back in the day, milk was also delivered directly to your door. I do remember having the ice box and chipping ice off when you wanted some kind of a cool drink.
As a kid, did you go out to the ice man when he would come and they might give kids ice?
Now you had chips of ice that as he would chip off a block of ice, he would also have a few pieces of ice that would stay on the truck. And you could pick it up and have to clean some of the wood from the floor off of it.